Hi, this is Rob and Mike from the McClellan Financial Group, and this is Think Smart with TMFG.
Hi, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. I understand you've been reading a few articles and talking about the value of advice.
I have. You know, it's been interesting. I've always been intrigued by what is the value that a financial advisor provides. And over the years, there's been, you know, different companies. I think Morningstar was one of the first that had a comparison. And, you know, they would say that the value of advice was somewhere between 4% and 6% that an advisor would provide. And a more recent article and research study has come out from Russell Investments. And it has basically determined that the value of advice is about 4.6%.
That's quite a lot.
It is. It's actually quite surprising. And what I think the big difference is they're able to break that data down because they've got much better data. They've got from the different fund companies, where some are being, some of the investors are being advised by an advisor and others are not. And they're able to do basic comparisons and through research determine really how all this value works. So it's pretty interesting.
It's quite amazing with the data that's available now, what you can actually, what statistics you can come up with, because there's a lot in that data, right?
Absolutely. The other thing that's happened as well, I think with the new robo-advisors, we've really now sort of got an idea of a price on what portfolio management is worth. So just straight portfolio management, today you can get for 33 basis points, a third of 1%. That's pretty cheap.
Yep. What other things were involved? What other pieces do they have in the value of advice?
Well, in no particular order, the first one that comes out is rebalancing. And basically, rebalancing adds about 10 basis points. And that's assuming you're doing the rebalancing at least once a year, and you're rebalancing back to your target asset mix. So if a client is, you know, 60% in stocks and 40% in bonds, and over the course of the year, because of the markets, that mix has drifted to 55-45 or something like that, you rebalance back to the 60-40 at the beginning of every year.
Yep.
And they looked at two different time periods, beginning of 2009 to the end of 2018. And then they did a longer one over a 30-year time period, almost with identical results, and it shows 10 basis points. There was another piece to it that I thought was interesting that's harder to quantify, and that's the reduction in, they call it standard deviation. Let's just call it the reduction in how much the portfolio fluctuates. And a rebalanced portfolio once a year has about 20% less fluctuation, or people call it risk, in that portfolio.
Yeah,
so not only do you get a slightly higher return, but you get quite a bit less risk.
Yeah, I remember we did that research about 20 years ago, and we started playing with the numbers, and it was funny because rebalancing, although it slightly helps on the return side, it's not really for returns. It's more of a risk management tool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't, you know, if your mix is 60% in stocks and stocks have had a great run and they're suddenly 70% in stocks and you get a market correction, well, you're going to drop far more because you were 70% in stocks and not 60. You know,
yep.
If it's a 20% drop, that's going to cost you an extra 2% on your portfolio.
Yep. Other pieces they had.
Well, the other one was more about, they called it planning. And what is the value of planning? So creating a financial plan for someone, doing tax and estate planning, reviewing at someone's employee benefits package, stock options, making sure that I've got enough money for children's education, that sort of thing. And they basically determine that adds about 78 basis points, so slightly less than 1%.
Yep.
But 78 basis points is pretty substantial.
And you got to remember, this is return. This is an actual savings and money too.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Right? So there's a plan inside creates people's their savings much better. And I think you're going to talk about that a little bit near the end too. But yeah, this is just on straight investment VEX.
It is. So you pick up 78 basis points because you're doing proper planning. And I think that makes sense. And basically, they've been able to go back, do the research, and it's pretty leading edge. They did it based on clients with over $500,000. That was sort of the base model. And talked about, you know, what's that worth? They also talked about, you know, what's the cost of just having a financial plan done? And the average cost was about $4,000.
Yep.
So, you know, if you have a plan done once every couple of years, $4,000, you know, that adds up. The other piece that they talked about, and I think this was the, you know, one of the big surprises, and you and I have always known it, was the tax planning. And they looked at the advantage of having an advisor there to make sure that you allocate each of the different accounts that you have, whether it's your RSPs, whether it's your RIFs, whether it's your tax-free savings account, your open account, and what investments do you put inside each of those different vehicles? And the math basically said the savings is about, you know, 1.5%.
It's huge. You know, I watch that sometimes, and people have U.S. investments inside an RSP with no necessity to it, and the withholding tax is taken away by the U.S. government, and they have no recovery.
Exactly.
Right? And it's just straight giving money away for no reason. So you're wasting a great vehicle to shelter taxes, and you're still paying tax in it just through poor setups.
And it's often the case is you don't even need to change the portfolio. You just need to change the mix of each of the different accounts, but you can actually leave the portfolio the same in some cases.
Yep.
And just improve their after-tax return. So that was an interesting study. It's called the 2019 Value of an Advisor Study. But there was another piece that I just saw recently. And this one looked at it at a slightly different angle. And what they did is they compared the wealth of those clients who have advisors and those who don't. And the assumption is that you start with the same base. So you each have $500,000, and one person has an advisor, the other doesn't. And within 4 to 6 years, the person with the advisor has 1.7 times more wealth. Between 7 to 14 years, that number goes to 2.9. And after 15 years or more, they almost have 4 times more wealth than the person without the advisor. So those are huge numbers. Why do you think that's what's going on there?
Well, when you look at it, there's number one, there's an accountability factor, right? You're meeting with if you have a good advisor, you're meeting with them at least 2 to 4 times a year. And you're accountable for your savings, for doing things the right way, and they force you to get this money saved. If you're not meeting with anyone, it's very easy to go rogue and decide, oh, you know, this year, I'm just not going to save any money. You know, we're going to enjoy an extra trip or do something like that. You don't have anyone to go to answer to. So that's a big factor. I would guess another factor is people who have advisors take things seriously.
Yeah.
Right. And if you take things seriously, it's going to have a massive effect on your net worth going out in the future.
Absolutely. So you've got the discipline. You've got to, you know, you've got to show up every 3 to 4 months and show that you've done your part of the equation, which is the savings or, you know, the reduced spending, whatever it may be. I had a client who once said, you know, this is tough, Rob. I feel like I'm coming to the dentist when I see you. And I thought, oh, that's a terrible thing.
Yep.
But if you think about it, part of the reason you go to the dentist is to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You know, you're brushing and flossing.
Yeah. Well, even on our own side, we've always used coaches, business coaches. And when you have these coaching programs, you find the people in there are generally very successful because they've taken it seriously.
Absolutely. And you give it the attention. You don't just sort of brush it off. And people's lives are really busy these days. It's tough to allocate enough time to you and your spouse to sit down, or just yourself sitting down with someone and making sure you're on the right track.
It's an easy thing to skip.
That's hard to do, right?
Yep.
So that's it. Advisors do provide value, obviously. Any other thoughts on that?
No, we always thought that, but we never were able to put any numbers on it. So it's nice to actually have someone that did the study to be able to quantify all this stuff for us.
Oh, it is. It is. And it helps explain, you know, why are advisors' fees where they are? And if it's a good advisor and they're doing more than just the portfolio management, they're doing, you know, planning, you know, once every 1 to 2 years at a minimum, and they're doing ongoing planning every year, reviewing your tax returns, making sure your savings are on track, all those things, life insurance, your wills, your powers of attorney, there's value in that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. This is Rob and Mike for Think Smart with PMFG.
You have been listening to the McClelland Financial Group of Asante Capital Management Limited. Asante Capital Management Limited is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Insurance products and services are provided through Asante Estate and Insurance Services Incorporated. This material is provided for general information and is subject to change without notice. Every effort has been made to compile this material from reliable sources, however, no warranty can be made as to its accuracy or completeness. Before acting on any of the above, please make sure to see a professional advisor for individual financial advice based on your personal circumstances.